Texas PUC Nears Market Redesign's Finish Line, written by Tom Kleckner and read by an automated voice. Texas regulators are wasting little time in redesigning the ERCOT market as they rush to meet a self-imposed deadline to release a new blueprint by December 19. The state's Public Utility Commission staff is expected to release a straw man on the new market design this week. Stakeholders have until November 12 to comment on the draft design, with further discussion possible during two PUC work sessions, November 4 and December 9. That compares with the years of work that went into constructing the ERCOT market in the late 1990s and the ISO's nodal redesign that was implemented in 2010. We've got to choose a path to go down relatively soon, and what, Koteda? We've got to choose a path to go down relatively soon, end quote, PUC Chair Peter Lake said during a commission work session Thursday. End quote. We don't have luxury of years of study, end quote. The commissioners appear to have consensus on reforming the Operating Reserve Demand Curve and Emergency Response Service, or ERS, and continuing ERCOT's development of Fast Responding Regulation Service and Contingency Reserve Service products. However, Lake's push for a load-serving entity reliability obligation met with resistance from all three of the other commissioners over the proposal's uncertain costs and its effects on ERCOT's competitive retail market. The LSC obligation addresses resource adequacy concerns by introducing a formal reliability standard and a mechanism to ensure sufficient resources meet this standard. Jimmy Glotfelty, among those who helped design the ERCOT market 25 years ago, called the LSC obligation a, unquote, massive market change. And, quote, he shared the fears of some that the obligation would result in the state's largest retailers consolidating their positions. And, quote, I don't want to go to four-generation retailers that have monopolies in the state, end quote, Glotfelty said. End quote. If the LSE obligation is detrimental to customers and retail competition, it's going to be really hard to get over that hump. I want to have a robust retail market, and I don't yet have any assurances this will incent new generation. And, quote, Lori Kobos, who led the consumer-focused Office of Public Utility Council before being appointed to the PUC, asked that ERCOT's independent market monitor protect the market should the LSE obligation lead to fewer retailers. And, quote, we've spent a lot of time working stabilizing the ERCOT market. Part of that stability is protecting the crown jewel of our retail market, end quote, she said. And, quote, I want to ensure all this hard work we've put in is not destroyed at the back end because we're looking for reliability in all the wrong places, end quote. Doug Lewin, president of Stoic Energy and a proponent of demand response and energy efficiency measures, echoed Glotfelty's comments that the proposed changes, and quote, are massive departures from Texas's competitive market. And quote, as noted by all of the commissioners, they could have negative impacts on competition and increase the already significant market power of the largest gentailers, end quote, Lewin said. In quota, gentailer, end quote, has become a common expression within the ERCOT market for large power providers such as Vistra and NRG Energy that have both generation and retail affiliates. Their retailers, TXU Energy and Reliant Energy respectively, already control 70% of the market. PUC Chair Peter Lake explains his memo on the ERCOT market's redesign. Texas PUC, end quote. There will be lots of unintended consequences if the PUC doesn't thoroughly vet and understand these proposals before adopting any of them, end quote, Lewin said. No one knows yet what any of the proposed market overhauls would cost, end quote. As he pointed out, several of the proposals add extra costs to renewable energy in favor of dispatchable thermal energy. Lake has suggested imposing a firming requirement of up to 60% of a generator's nameplate capacity, and quote, many of these proposals likely won't increase reliability, but would certainly raise energy costs for Texans and Texas businesses, and Texan Aiken Sexessen's businesses. And, quote, those costs are expected to be passed on to consumers. Prices on the state's Power to Choose website, where customers can search for electric providers, are up 50% from a year ago to an average of 12 cents/kQh. Kupos warned that the LSC obligation could turn into a potentially litigated process. End quote. All I'm asking is that for the next couple of months, we take a look at the LSC obligation, end quote, Lake said. End quote. I don't know how we can say we are doing our job without taking a serious look at this. And, quote, Lake initiated the discussion with a pre-meeting memo calling for the commission's focus on, and for Dreicher, refining the concepts that will bring reliability to our grid. End quote. He noted his list of recommendations was a starting point and by no means an exhaustive list. And quote, Egroot, Lake said. End quote. It's a draft of a draft of a draft. The only thing I'm certain of is I got a lot of this wrong. End quote. Commissioner Will McAdams said he had significant questions about the LSE obligation proposal's effect on the market and that those questions, end quote, must be answered before any type of endorsement from the PUC. End quote. The commission agreed it will need further analysis from the Brattle Group and other outside consultants in the few weeks that remain before December 19. End quote. We have to have breathing room to study firming requirements now for down the road, and McAdams said, pointing to the wave of intermittent resources poised to hit the ERCOT market in the next few years. The commission also discussed whether it could increase ERCOT's budget for the ERCOT's winter period, and whether it could direct the grid operator to deploy the service before an energy emergency alert. The ISO is scheduled to send out a request for winter ERS bids on November 8. ERCOT staff said they would need a rule change to eliminate the ERS $50 million budget cap. The ISO procures the service over four contract periods during the RS year, which runs from December to November. PUC staff said they would review the rules and work with ERCOT Legal and bring back a response this week. Weatherization rules. In effect, the PUC approved a two-step plan to ensure generation plants and transmission facilities are properly protected against a repeat of February's severe winter storm that nearly toppled the ERCOT grid. Under the new rules, generators must implement winter weather readiness recommendations from a post-event analysis of a 2011 winter weather event and fix any and, quote, known acute issues, end quote, from last winter. The generation owners are required to file a notarized attestation from their highest-ranking executive that the resource has met its required actions by December 1. End quote, this is a good first step to ensure the physical resilience of the grid is vastly improved over last winter, end quote, Lake said. Generators will be allowed to submit a end quote if they fail to comply. However, the PUC and ERCOT will have to sign off on the exemptions. The rules also direct ERCOT to inspect generators before the end of the year. Staff plans to inspect nearly 300 units, focusing on those responsible for the 80% of lost megawatts from the February storm. Transmission service providers must comply with similar requirements. Using a FERC/NERC report on the 2011 event as a baseline, stronger year-round weatherization standards are scheduled to be implemented next year once a comprehensive weather study is completed by the state's climatologist and ERCOT staff. That study is expected in February. Securitization orders finalized. The commission made several minor changes during a brief open meeting on October 13. Before approving a pair of orders granting ERCOT's requests for debt obligation orders that would allow the grid operator to securitize $2.9 billion in market debt as a result of high charges incurred during February's storm. ERCOT said last week it will begin issuing bonds and collecting default charges from market participants in November to finance $800 million owed to the market by cooperatives and municipalities. The grid operator won't begin issuing bonds for the $2.1 billion uplift balance to the market until the first quarter of 2022, staff told the board of directors on Friday. ERCOT has proposed that the bonds be issued through a special purpose entity